Nothing Serious, The Bound Series, Book 4, by Jessica Jarman. Narrated by Greg Boudreau.
Chapter 1. Don't answer it, Aaron Stevens muttered as his phone buzzed in the passenger seat beside him. Just don't do it. His hands flexed on the steering wheel. He was only 2 blocks from home, desperate for a shower and his bed after 30-plus hours at the hospital. And he just knew, if he picked up, he wouldn't be standing under a spray of hot water in 5 minutes. The buzzing stopped, then seconds later started right back up. Fuck! He grabbed the phone and glanced at the display, and wished he hadn't. Pulling into his driveway, he hit the accept button and answered. Hey, Mom, what's up?
Did I catch you at the hospital? I thought you were on vacation. You were able to get the time off for the wedding, weren't you? You said it wouldn't be a problem if there was enough notice, and you put in for the time over—
Mom, take a breath, all right? He laughed, not at all surprised he didn't get so much as a greeting. His sister was getting married in less than a week, and his mom was about to lose her ever-loving mind. I got the time off, but I still had to finish my shifts this week, didn't I? And I'm not at the hospital. In fact, I just got home, so why don't you tell me what's going on before I pass out mid-call, okay?
Oh.
Silence followed. Long enough, Aaron glanced at the screen to see if the call had dropped. When he brought it back to his ear, he heard her shushing someone, followed by a,
Well, we'll just go to the hospital then, jackass.
Mom, what the hell is going on? Who's hurt? He demanded, already throwing the car in reverse and backing out of the drive.
It's nothing, honey, she said quickly. Jack arrived today, flew back from London with Nathan, and he was helping your sister move some things, and instead of listening to me, she pitched her voice higher, he carried way too much, slipped on the ice, and hit his head. It's bleeding quite a bit, and I thought maybe you could... But I didn't realize you were just coming off shift. I'll just run him up to the ER and
you bloody well will not. It's a bump, Meg, a bit of blood, nothing that warrants a trip to hospital.
Aaron's breath caught and his fingers ached, white-knuckled where he gripped the wheel at the sound of the deep, accented voice.
Jack.
Aaron's stepfather's best friend, who had become one of Aaron's mother's closest pals. Oh, and the men Aaron had been fucking on the regular for the past 8 years. Not that his mom or her husband knew that.
Mom,
Aaron said harshly, interrupting the guilt trip she was currently trying to lay on Jack, something Aaron was more than familiar with.
Did he lose consciousness, experience any lightheadedness, dizziness, nausea?
Didn't lose consciousness, he was cussing up a storm, loud and inventive enough to have the neighbors peeking out their windows. Are you lightheaded, dizzy, nauseated?
No, I'm fine. Just leave me with my ice pack and quit fussing, and let the poor kid go home for fuck's sake.
Aaron's lips curled at the kid jab. Jack knew he could hear him, the bastard.
I'm 5 minutes away.
Aaron hit end and tossed the phone to the side.
Damn it. He was not prepared to see him.
He'd known Jack was coming to the wedding, of course, but thought he'd have time to brace himself before coming face to face with his lover. Not exactly something Aaron was used to having to do. Normally, when it came to spending time with Jack, Aaron couldn't wait to get to it, especially since it involved being naked the majority of the time. But now, it was being with Jack and everyone else. All together. Being in the same room and not being able to touch him or, hell, even look at him the wrong way or for too long. By the time Aaron parked in front of his childhood home, he was tense and tired and cursing himself 7 times the fool for answering the phone. Oh well, nothing to be done for it now. Getting out of the car, locking it behind him, he headed up the front walk. He'd go in, make nice with the family, play doctor with Jack in the decidedly non-fun way, and get the hell out as soon as he could, to that hot shower and soft bed waiting for him. He rolled his eyes as his sneakers slipped on the bottom step. When he pushed the front door open, he called out,
You know, you'd have less injuries out there if you'd salt the damned steps.
In the kitchen!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?